Minisode 37 of Futures Radio Show, sponsored by CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse futures and options exchange. CME Group's markets help individuals and businesses around the world effectively manage risk. For access to free educational tools and resources for the active individual trader, please visit activetrader.cmegroup.com.
Every day, traders and investors dive in to tackle the ever-changing markets to find opportunity. Futures Radio Show is your number one source for answers to the questions that all market participants want to ask. Veteran futures trader Anthony Crudele sits down with the most influential leaders and top traders in the industry. Now, here's your host, Anthony Crudele.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in for this episode with Corinna Shemp. Now, before I play this interview for you, I want to give a shout out to the great sponsors of Futures Radio Show. CME Group, Trading Technologies, RJO Futures, and Top Step Trader. To learn more about these sponsors and the important things they are doing for futures traders, be sure to click on their logos on our website. Now, this past week, I was in London at IDX. And while I was there, I had a chance to speak with Corinna Shemp, VP of European Policy and regulation at FIA. We chatted about Brexit and the implications it may have on the futures industry. I asked her if she believes that a soft Brexit was still possible and what her core issues and concerns were on Brexit. Corinna told us how she thinks Brexit will play out for the derivatives industry, and we talked about IDX and what the vibe was like at the event. As usual, thank you all for listening. And please enjoy this episode. Corinna, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's great to speak with you today, Corinna, here at IDX in London. I'm excited to be in London. I love this town. Now, a lot of talk about Brexit and how that's going to impact the financial industry. So we will be focusing a lot on that today. But first, I want to learn a little bit more about you, and I'm sure the audience does as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got your start in the financial industry.
Yeah, thank you. So I am actually continental European. I arrived in the UK maybe, let's say, 12, 15 years ago, I think it is now. So I started at infrastructure, actually at Fidelity, and then infrastructure work at the London Stock Exchange, and then subsequently moved on to a clearinghouse as well here in London. And then in 2014, I think it was, I joined FIA as Director of Regulation, so looking at European regulation and UK regulation as well. So I think that sums it up.
So talk to us a little bit about your studies prior to getting a job in this industry. What brought you into the financial markets?
Right. So I'm actually a German qualified lawyer. And when I came here, I actually continued studies. So I did also the UK qualification, so I'm a solicitor of England and Wales. But actually one of my really biggest thing, and I really enjoyed it, was actually at the King's College. I did a European law degree, which I already had done as well in Germany because it was part of my studies. But European law, yes, was one of my focuses. The financial center is certainly a very innovative area, and that attracted me to the, it was the infrastructure work as well that I found quite interesting. And I learned a lot about derivatives at basically both infrastructures I was working at.
Yeah, very cool. You know, in this industry, you either love it or you hate it. And to me, it sounds like you love it. So it's great to be able to speak with you today. Now, I want to hear a little bit more about your current role as VP of European Policy and Regulation at FIA. So talk to us about that.
So, yeah, basically, I'm constantly focusing quite significantly on European regulation. So we just opened, actually, at the beginning of April, we opened an office in Brussels, and I'm covering that, too. We had a lot of exposure, of course, to Brussels, Paris, Frankfurt, and Berlin in the past, but this was certainly as well a wish of our members actually to be even more present. And it's not only me, it's actually a lot of colleagues from our policy team who travel actually with the Eurostar over to Brussels, but it's me now permanently there. And that was it's based on a wish of our members. I think actually as well comments now since I'm there permanently and actually bumping every day in a policymaker at the Place du Luxembourg at Brussels, actually comment is very positive as well from policymakers that it's a very good decision that you're here now. So,
yeah, well, I want to talk about something that you and I were talking about a little bit last night at the opening ceremony. We were in a conversation and I said, you know what, Corinna, a lot of people that I've been speaking with here in London and the UK have been saying to me, you know what, Anthony, there no longer can be a soft Brexit. And you said, well, I don't know about that, Anthony. So here we are today at FIA recording. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, of course, my comments first, let know my personal views. It's, I'm by nature very optimistic. I think with regards to Brexit, a lot of cards are still on the table. I think there is certainly a desire, and it's a wish by the financial industry as well. They benefit most from a soft Brexit, which means actually being part of the single market and the customs union. We do not know where this is getting to, but in terms of soft Brexit, there are also equivalence rules giving access. But I think we will see also in the Brexit negotiation potentially a trade deal that will also, there will be something on financial services, that's clear. How much that is, we do not know. But at the minute, I think there is a significant amount of uncertainty. So we just did a Brexit survey. Our head of Europe, Simon Poulton-Jones, conducting this with a lot of our board members, I think with the entirety of our board members. And I think one of the significant concerns that came out of this is the uncertainty that still hangs actually over financial markets. Personally, I'm actually quite surprised how well markets are still doing with the surrounding uncertainty. But I think that's also what Stephanie Flunder is this morning at IDX from Bloomberg, that there seem to be some independence now from markets actually to politics actually. So that is quite an interesting development. We saw that in Germany too when there was actually no government in place. Actually, the economy was doing exceptionally well. So. But I think this uncertainty surrounding Brexit negotiation is not a good factor for the industry, and there needs to be clarity. And the industry is calling for clarity for a significant amount of time now.
I understand that FIA has now opened an office in Brussels. Is that a result of Brexit?
So in the past, so as I said, we had actually been traveling back and forwards, me and colleagues. We've met the Commission and we constantly had interaction with Commission, Parliament and Council, also other European citizens, actually not only Brussels. We see policymakers in Berlin, we see them in Paris and Frankfurt. But yes, absolutely, it's a desire of our members to be there, that FIA is there permanently. We are a global trade association and it's Brussels going to be it's going to be in the future the decision maker and for European markets, with the UK potentially or quite clearly actually losing its influence. So yeah, it's a decision, and as I told you as well, policymakers, the comments I receive, it's the global influence that we bring into the debate is with some policymakers actually a desired outcome.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show so far, but I want to pause and thank one of our sponsors, Trading Technologies. I started using TT in the year 2000, and I love it. It is by far the best trading platform I have ever used, and I've tried a lot of them. With TT, you can trade the global markets from virtually anywhere in the world. They are the world's fastest commercially available futures trading platform. I highly suggest you go try out TT, especially because you can try it for free. Just go to tryttnow.com and set up your account. So I want to pick your brain a little bit and get your thoughts on the core issues and concerns around Brexit.
Oh, there are plenty. It's the uncertainty, as we discussed earlier. So there, it's again as well about market access, both sides. So UK EU players access to the UK and the other way around. We have a significantly important CCPs in the United Kingdom. So it's, yeah, about access as well. And then also the future relationship that is going. So there is already firms are working on their contingency planning, executing them. So moving as well already, catering for hard Brexit. So that is what firms are doing, catering for that in terms of contingency planning. But there is also wait and see, I understand. In some firms, there's a bit of wait and see and reluctantly actually executing all of that. Brexit is a significant, there is significant complexity behind. We have not seen, so it's basically rewinding 40 years of common rulemaking, and that has to be a significant exercise.
Now, I know you said you're an optimist, and I know that from just meeting you. You are, I could tell you're a very optimistic person, but talk to us straight here, and how do you see this all panning out?
So I think what is clear, and what we hear from policymakers on both sides, the United Kingdom, London is going to remain a financial center, that is certain, because there, London is such an attractive place actually to be. But yeah, we will see actually business move as well. It's also quite clear if there is, I mean, the UK wants to have a very enhanced free trade agreement. Europe at the minute doesn't say that they can deliver that. So we have to see, wait and see. This is a political decision. This is how it's panning out then in the negotiation between policymakers. But there will be life after Brexit. So absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, life always finds a way, right? It's not going to stop anything. So,
and we know as well, I mean, that's what policymakers also think in Brussels. It is actually, from all areas, it's the financial markets that adjust most easily because it's very innovative and they're used to being innovative. It's other areas that they were actually much more about than financial services. It's moving goods and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what's going to be tricky. So we're going to see how that all pans out. But final thought before I let you go today. We're here at London IDX 2018. Talk to me about, give us the vibe. Like, what are the most talked about topics here that you're seeing at IDX this year?
Yeah, so we have today, so IDX is, I'm attending actually before I joined FI. It's my favorite. It has always been my favorite conference. It's the biggest derivative conference, I think, in Europe. We can easily say that. So I'm attending it for many years. It's usually the first day is actually the focus more on trading topics, and then the second day on the clearing topics. So we had today exchange leader panels. Tomorrow we have the clearing house panels, and that's usually actually quite lively discussion, and they can be also quite entertaining. So watch the space tomorrow. And we had keynote speakers like Sir John Cunliffe today. Tomorrow morning we have actually Danuta Hübner. We also made a big effort actually to get the Europeans over, traveling over here. So we have the Bundesbank, we have ECB, we have Bank of England, FCA, and Danuta Hübner from the European Parliament. She's actually was quite a crucial player in the European Parliament because she is the rapporteur for EMIR 2.2, which is the euro clearing proposal.
Yeah, and I think I heard there's something like 1,400 people attending this year. Is that a rough estimate?
I think it is actually higher than that.
It's even higher than that.
So it's actually every year breaking the records again. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear. I mean, I love coming here. I think that every time I come here, I learn a lot about the industry, get a good vibe as to what's happening and the direction of the industry. And I have to say, it feels to me a very positive feel going forward. I think Brexit is just one of those things that we're going to have to figure out what happens. But I think for most all, everything else seems very positive.
Yeah, it's a great networking event, and actually people know each other as well. It's basically as well a bit like a village for some, because people know each other for years.
Yeah,
you move jobs, but you don't move away from IDX. You still attend every year.
Well, Corinna, thank you so much for taking time to speak with me today. Where could people find you on Twitter if you're on there? If not, give us FIA's Twitter, and also give us a website to check out.
So the website is FIA.org, and our Twitter account is FIA Connect.
All right, everybody, go and check out FIA.org. Check them out on Twitter. This is an excellent event. I attend as many as I can throughout the year, and they do an excellent job. Corinna, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Great insight. I appreciate your time on Futures Radio Show.
It was a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Futures Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments for myself or my guests, please visit futuresradioshow.com and sign up to be a premium member for free. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes.